For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. This past week on the Century of Lies program, our guest was Canadian barrister Eugene Oscapella.
I suspect that the U.S. administration is quite happy with the new federal government in Canada, which has indicated that it wants to take a much tougher line on drugs than previous governments did. I mean, our previous governments were not exactly enlightened about drug policy to begin with, but this government is talking, one of the election promises of the government before the last election, which was held in January of this year, was that they were going to get tougher on drug traffickers. They were going to stop funding the safe injection site that's been running in Vancouver, British Columbia, very successfully. They weren't going to fund the pilot heroin maintenance program, so it was clearly, and they were planning for a significant increase in prison incarceration related to drug crimes. So clearly, this government has taken a much harder line on drugs and a much less enlightened line than previous governments had at least talked about occasionally.
A couple of things spring to mind, if you will, the hypocrisy of this situation. That here in the U.S., just in the last couple of weeks, it's been pointed out that we lead the world in the rate of incarcerating our own people, and predominantly because of this rise in drug arrests. And I see where Prime Minister Stephen Harper's 2000 election platform included a call for mandatory minimum sentences,
yes,
paralleling the U.S., with a focus on combating use of marijuana, methamphetamine, and crack cocaine. How can they follow down this trail that we've blazed? Go ahead.
It's got nothing to do with logic and everything, I guess, as you say, to do with hypocrisy. I mean, all Canadians need to do is look south of the border and see that the massive incarceration, massive rates of incarceration in the United States have not, so-called solved the drug problem, that this is not something that can be solved through force and through policing. As we all know, we can't police our way out of the drug problem. But yet, the current federal government in Canada seems very happy to go ahead and say we need to have tougher laws like the United States. Well, yes, why have tougher laws that the United States has clearly shown do not work? If the most powerful nation on earth, with all its might and all the funding it puts into the drug war and the drug law enforcement, can't solve the problem through the criminal justice system, then why do we think that we, a much smaller, much less powerful country, can do it? I mean, we've had the opportunity to see what hasn't worked by watching the situation in the U.S., and yet this government seems to be quite willing to carry on with it. You know, there is a drug war industry. I think we all realize that.
To hear the full half hour, please visit drugtruth.net. Dean Becker, 420, Drug War News.